Well, it is time now for a musical equation. Start with the singer best known for this hit from the late 1980s.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Add some banjo from a superstar actor and comedian, and somehow you come up with this.
She had a child by that man from the bank. He was married with a son.
Edie Brickell and Steve Martin won a Grammy for this song in 2014, and now they are headed for Broadway. NPR's Vince Pearson reports on their new musical, Bright Star.
To begin, let's think back to the 1970s and Steve Martin the comic. You can probably picture him in a white suit with an arrow through his head.
To open the show, I always like to do one thing that is impossible. So right now, I'm going to suck this piano into my lungs.
Even then, the banjo was a big part of the act.
Hey, this guy is good. I'm a random guy.
Martin's five-string was always more than a comedy prop. But in recent years, it's really taken center stage. He did a solo album, and then Edie Brickell approached him to write a song with her. And to her surprise, he sent her a tune, and then another.
And it almost became a game, a fun challenge with music. He always had an idea, and I would bounce one back.
When you get to Asheville, send me an email.
There's so much emotion and drama in the way that he plays banjo and the melodies that he comes up with that I can just picture people in situations, and all I have to do is sing it out.
And before long, they had an album and some gigs.
And on the tour bus, we both found that we grew up on musicals and how much we loved them.
That is, of course, Steve Martin.
And I had actually been working on a musical of my own, which I just thought was terrible. And so I put it aside.
And he and Brickell started working together. Martin wrote the story and the music. Brickell wrote the lyrics for a show inspired by their album. Bright Star is set in North Carolina in the 1920s and 40s. It's about a young man who dreams about being a writer, the veteran editor who becomes his mentor, and the tragedy that connects them. It's based on a true story, but Brickell won't say much about that.
Because I think it'll give away too much.
If you need my story, you'd have a good story to tell.
Now, neither Martin nor Brickell are in the show, but their personalities do shine through. Brickell says her rural Texas roots really inform these songs.
I grew up in the country a lot as a little girl, so I know all these different characters, and it's easy for me to remember them and let them spark my imagination.
Many backs have broken from lesser weight, I know. I was born to carry more than I can hold.
And then there's that Steve Martin sense of humor.
Daryl and I read your stories.
Yes, I thought they were extraordinary.
Really? Extraordinary?
Oh, sorry, I said that too fast. Extra ordinary.
Martin says he worked really hard to get the funny parts just right.
To me, if a one-line joke, a humorous line in the show doesn't work, that's a fiasco. So I'm immediately on it to change it or smooth out or delete it. And it eats away at me if it even remains in for another day.
Never know what life will bring, only what you bring to life.
But there's no plan to any of this. There's no, now I want to write a musical, now I want this. It's just a serendipity. It's one thing leading to another. An accidental meeting with Edie led to two records and a musical.
Jokes, songs, drama, this is where Steve Martin lives. I asked him if the musical might be the perfect vehicle for his talents.
Well, we'll know after the reviews come out.
Bright Star is playing at the Kennedy Center in Washington. In March, it debuts on Broadway. Vince Pearson, NPR News.